In 1874, a Methodist preacher and a businessman founded Chautauqua Institution to train Sunday school teachers and provide adult education. Today, as WRTI Susan Lewis reports, Chautauqua's many offerings include lectures by high-profile speakers and a panoply of art and music events, all in a disarmingly informal lakeside setting.
In 1929, the Chautauqua Symphony Orchestra was founded, quickly followed by an opera company and an opera house. Marty Merkley has been director of Chautauqua programming for 25 years.
The greatest show of emotion and power is through the arts, and that expression has become an integral part of this community.
Inside its gates, Chautauqua looks like a well-kept small town, with homes, shops, cafes, and many houses of worship. People of all ages stroll, ride bikes, walk dogs, maybe headed to the lake, or to an art show, concert, or play, to an event in the amphitheater, or a lecture in the open-air philosophy hall.
The biggest problem is choice. We basically have 14 performing venues that go 7 days a week.
Speakers and performers come from every realm: academia, the media, religion, politics, and the arts. Many take questions.
There's the permission granted to discuss what's going on, what you saw, how you felt about it, good, bad, or indifferent.
Audience members may also talk with artists on the street, such as conductor Rossin Milanoff. Now music director of symphonies in Princeton, Columbus, Ohio, and Spain, he's also directing the Chautauqua Symphony Orchestra.
I go to the coffee shop in the morning, and then I talk on the way to a lot of people that had seen me perform last night. They want to give you feedback. They want to tell you how much the music matters to them. And this is something that I have never really experienced anywhere else.
Over 100,000 people visit Chautauqua during its 9-week summer season.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.